Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend your team gave Minnesota a good run. Close games going into the third period against the number three team in the country. What was your team doing well on Friday and Saturday in those first two periods?
Well, I think on Friday, certainly Lauren Bench was really, really good. Good when she had to be. You know, I thought certainly there were times where just overall I thought we defended pretty well. Obviously, Minnesota had the puck more than we did, and you could just tell that by the shot attempts, at least on Friday. But, you know, I thought they also defended very well because we just did not get much going in terms of offensive chances. And, again, credit Lauren. It was a 1-0 game going to third, and you know, that you're a shot away. So Saturday I thought just overall we were better. I thought the second period in particular was one of our best periods that we've had in quite a while. We out-attempted them. Obviously we had the goal scoring by Huntsie, and unfortunately, you know, we were matching Minnesota. You know, they had scored and we tied up, and again, they're just such a prolific team. It's hard to do that. But again, at third period, it's a tie game. We there's a turnover and they score on it. You know, a minute and a half into the period, and I thought from that point they again did a really good job managing the puck and didn't really get us much of a chance to get back into it.
Well, it just shows that your team can play with any of these top teams in the country. What do you take from a game or a series like that and tell your team as they get ready for playoffs?
Yeah, well, it's just the way it's going to be. Again, this weekend is no different. You're going to play a good team, and anybody can beat anybody in this league. So the message was we can't. You know, we're obviously not going to be able to move up in terms of our standing. There's still a chance that somebody could catch us, so that's certainly is a motivating factor. But bottom line is you want to finish the year on a positive, and this is an opportunity to do that, the last regular season series for us. So, but we need to come out and play, Kelly. That's the message was we can't just show up and think, oh, we're going to win this hockey, and we got to come ready to play. And, again, it's been a grind. It's been a seven-week grind since the start of the new year. I know we're tired. I know we're, you know, it's been, you know, mentally draining. But, again, I just asked them, give me one more weekend to – you know, crank it back up and go out there and play hard for each other, and then we can, you know, take a breath and relax. But again, you know, a series like Minnesota, it's all about puck management. It just reinforces all the things we're trying to tell them. And one thing I think that certainly got exposed was our rush defense wasn't very good, and that's an area we need to certainly clean up before playoffs.
Against the St. Cloud State Huskies earlier this season, a couple of big wins, 4-1 and 3-2. Then the Minnesota Cup semifinal game, a 1-0 overtime win. You certainly got to see their goaltending in that third game of the year. What do you expect to see out of them again this weekend?
Well, it'll be a rested team. They had a weekend off last weekend. And a motivated team. Certainly, it's their last series here at home for their seniors and for their entire team, you know, for the year. So we know we're going to get a team that's motivated and hungry, and obviously wants to finish their home portion on a high. So again, very good goaltender, like you pointed out. We've seen Emma Paluzny play extremely well, and then there's other times when we've had success against her. And a lot of it's just being tenacious around the net, getting pucks to the net. St. Cloud tends to give up a lot of shots. I think just about everybody they play will outshoot them, but at the same time, she's going to keep them in games. And as the game goes on, and she gets more confidence, and obviously then now you're in a dogfight. So we've had battles with them all year long, like you said, three fairly close games, and I don't see why this weekend's going to be any different.
You're playing on Olympic size ice. What are some of the pros and cons of playing on a big sheet?
Well, it's huge. You know, you get out there in a practice, like, holy lightning. I think defensively, obviously, our defense have to be really cognizant of not getting too far apart. That can happen, and then you leave the middle wide open. So you really need to defend inside out to protect the middle and give up the outside if you're going to give up anything. And obviously, on your penalty kill, it's just a long way to go. So you got to be smart in terms of how aggressive you are. Offensively, you have an opportunity to a little more room to make plays. There's a lot of room behind the net. There's a lot more room in the corners. I think you can possess the puck a little longer and utilize your cutbacks. And, indirect passes, I think, tend to work a lot better in a rink like this because you can throw a pass behind a player and there's a lot of room to go get it. But the bottom line is, both teams are obviously playing on the same rink, so you just got to go out there and play your game.
Your team has quite a bit of team speed. How do you keep them from getting maybe offsides or making a mistake here and there?
Well, you know, you want to push the pace, and we stress that all the time. We try to practice that way, so that shouldn't be anything that's too difficult for the players to realize. Again, it's just there's just so much more room in the neutral zone, and so it's, you know, the tendency is to maybe hang on to that puck just a little bit longer, and we need to continue to play good smart hockey. And when you have the opportunity to carry the puck in, you want to do that. But if they're standing up, they're lined up across the blue line, then it's really important to get pucks deep and get after them that way.
Let's go back to last weekend. Talk about that hat trick by Reese Hunt. Not only was it a hat trick, but it was a natural hat trick, and it's not very often you see a freshman in this league do that. What was it like watching her score those three goals?
Yeah, no, that's a very, very rarity. And again, against a team like Minnesota to boot, you know, and unfortunately it comes with a game you wind up losing. But, you know, Reese has been having chances. I think she's been, she along with Haley and Claire have really been a pretty prolific line in terms of creating opportunities. And, you know, we've seen, you know, obviously Haley's had quite a bit of success putting the puck in the net. Claire's had score more, but Reese had just been snake bit with, boy, chances. It seemed every game really good quality grade A chances that she was just missing, or the goalie was stopping, or hitting a post, or whatever. I mean, there was a game against Mankato not too long ago where we all thought the puck was going in, and yet somehow she pushed it. It went underneath the goalie, and it kind of slid wide of the net. It was the look on her face when she came up was like, you know, how am I ever going to score? And so you just keep encouraging her. So then, yeah, she scores the first one, and just you shoot from anywhere, a tough angle, but she put it in the right spot. And a beautiful pass by Haley on the second goal. And again, she didn't get all of it, but she just, you know, she got it on net. And that's what you always say, make the goalie make a save. And it found its way in. And in the third goal, again, just you know, the combination play, and she gets it alone and makes a great move to finish off a natural hat trick. And yeah, you're right. You don't see it very often, let alone coming from a freshman.
I was pretty bummed out that Schultze got to call those three. Listen back to those three goals. They all sounded like hardworking goals for Reese, but I'm a bit jealous that I didn't get to be part of those.
No doubt. Yeah, it was fun to see, and they were all big goals, right? I mean, and every time they had scored, she answered. And again, that was in that you know, the second, third, we're in that second period where I thought we probably had our best period of the weekend.
I know you talked about how your team wants to come into this weekend and come out of this weekend on a high note as you get ready for playoffs, but you know you're going to be on the road that first round, no matter if it's Duluth or Ohio State, but how do you keep your team focused on this first period?
Well, that's kind of been the message. Just kind of reinforced how lucky everybody is to be in their position, and you just want to cherish every moment you have to put that sweater on, and you really don't want to have any regrets looking back, and so it's important that every game is an opportunity to go out there and put your best foot forward, and that's what we talked about prior to, you know, all week long and prior to the game today. Just doing it for each other, going out and playing the very best you can. And we have an opportunity to finish the year on a high, and that's our focus.
Coach, what's it going to take to win here in game one?
You know what? You know, we talked a little bit about pushing the pace. I think that's really, really important. You know, we want to outwork them. We want to outwork them. We want to win battles. We want to win races. We want to possess the puck in the offensive zone. I think if we can make them defend in their zone more than they're spending in our zone, that's going to be to our benefit. And then we need to be tenacious around the net. We talked about their goalie. The rebounds will be there, but we need to be hungry. We need to be tenacious. And then we need just to defend really, really well. I talked about the last four games, the number of goals we've given up. It's just not our – it's not who we are. It's not our identity. And a lot of it's little things. It's not a positional thing. It's the entire group on the ice playing as a unit and just getting back to being really, really hard to play against. And if we can do all that, that's certainly going to really help us out when it comes to the end of the game.
Good luck today. Go get that win.
Thanks, Kelly.